So no fancy editing, no YouTube studio setup for today's video. I'm on my way to Monday meetings. And I just thought I'd record a video off the cuff to talk about what it's like making millions a month, because there's just a lot of BS out there and most people don't realize that it's very different making $2,000 a month to making $10,000 a month. And that's very different to making $100,000 a month. Very different to making $1,000,000 a month. Very different to making $10 million a month. Well, I guess I can't really speak on $10 million a month. I have done it once, but you know, never consistently. So in life, you can have anything, you just can't have everything. And that's what people really need to understand, that everything comes with drawbacks. If you could make $1 million a month, or you could make $10,000 a month, and they come with the same amount of responsibility, and you have the same amount of peace in your life, you of course make $1 million a month, like obviously. But life doesn't work like that. With everything that you have in your life and everything that you gain in your life, you have to give something up. And most people don't realize that the more money you make because of the more responsibility that you have, a lot of the times the thing that you're giving up is the sanctity in here. You know, it's so funny. Everyone wants to be in the best seat. They want to be in the best house. You know, people, you know, I fly, where, unless I'm flying from Dubai, I fly private. And sure, cool, it's great, whatever, nice, you're in a jet, so cool. Or, you know, I'm very blessed to live in a nice house, very blessed to have some nice cars, and everyone wants to sit here, but they don't realize that the most important thing you have is what's in here and the space that you have in your mind. And your mind is the home that you take with you. Listen, at the end of the day, something could happen. The car could crash right now, could get T-boned. That's it, the car's written off. Something could happen to my house. There could be a flood. House is wrecked. You know, you make a couple wrong decisions. You have a jet, you lose the jet. You make a couple wrong financial decisions. So these things can get taken away, but the only thing that can't get taken away is the home that you have between your ears. And the only way that I can describe making more money is, imagine you have your dream home, so everything looks like it's great. We have people knocking on your door every 2 minutes. You would never want to live in a home. It could be the nicest home on earth, but someone's knocking on the door every 2 minutes, or you've got the alarm bell ringing every 2 minutes. And these aren't random people at the door. These are people that you care about, that you love, that like you feel responsible for, and they're knocking on the door. And that knocking on the door is the responsibility that you have in your life when you're making that amount of money. As I said, you know, if you win the lottery, if you can find a way to make millions of dollars a month, then have no responsibility, no company, no team, no person that you're held accountable to, great. Go make millions of dollars a month. Go make $1 million a month. Go make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I have just yet to see it in my life where more money doesn't equal more responsibility. And for most people, more responsibility will mean a lower quality of life. Now that's, for the most part, the main drawback, is that you do give up a certain sanctity in your mind. Now, I know some people will say, oh no, but you know, you have good people in your life. You know, you have good C-suite, or you have people to run your companies, or you have a good family office, good CFO, and I have all of these things. It's Monday, every Monday I sit down with my CFO and I go over financials for all the companies. I work with amazing private banks. I have great advice in my life. I have great C-suite at all my companies. That doesn't matter. Like at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. And the extra responsibility that you have in your life, no matter who you are, will weigh you down. And that's also why I tell people, you know, in terms of quality of life, you are much better off being the 100th highest paid footballer in the world than you are being the highest paid footballer in the world. Go look at how much the 100th highest paid footballer in the world makes. I don't know. I know it's definitely 10 plus million for sure. Now, the difference in the quality of life you get from being the 100th highest paid football player to the highest paid football player, the extra sense of responsibility, the extra work you need to put in, the chaos that you have in your life. Once again, you're seen as the leader. You know, my team, I hate the word boss, so my team calls me captain. And there's a sense of responsibility that comes with being a captain, being the captain of a ship. It weighs on you. So really all that to say that there is a sweet spot when it comes to quality of life. And to me, it's so funny because people are like, no, why? You always need to push for more money, or you always need to push for more of this or that. And I see this a lot in the sort of online space. And first of all, I always say to those people respectfully, like, because they're like, no, what you're saying doesn't make sense. If I have more money is always better. And I'm like, well, can you speak on that? Because I've been in that situation and I can speak on it because I've experienced it. I know what it's like at all of these income levels. And it's so funny to me because people will say, that's when it comes to money. But if you go to the gym, if you don't go to the gym at all, people, of course, will say that's bad. Or people will be like, no, you need to go to the gym. If you go to the gym a few times a week, they'll say, okay, you could probably do better. You know, you go to the gym 3 times a week or you exercise 3 times a week, whatever form of exercise that keeps you healthy, fit, that you enjoy, keeps you in a clear mind. That's if it's 3 times a week. Then if you go 6 times a week, they're like, okay, that's probably the sweet spot. Now, if you start going twice a day, people are like, okay, that's a little too much. Like, are you sure that's necessary? You go 3 times a day, you exercise 3 times a day, people will call you crazy. You exercise 4 times a day, people will think you need to go to an insane asylum. And you can apply that same thing to your dating life. Let's say you're as a young eligible bachelor, you go on 1 date a week. People are like, yeah, that makes sense. You go on 2 dates a week. Okay, that's maybe, probably don't push it further than that. You go on 7 dates a week. Bro, you should probably check yourself. Like, that's why, that's excessive. So in all of these domains in life, there's a point in which people acknowledge that this is excessive. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. But I find that in the online entrepreneurship space, people don't seem to understand there nothing is excessive. No, you just make more money. There's no point in which the money isn't worth it. I know the next thing is people will go, oh, but why do you do it? And I always find it funny when people try to compare me to them. I'm in a funny situation. I made my first $1 million when I was 18, and now it's gives you a very interesting perspective. And most people, when they make that amount of money at that age, they're kind of done. Like, they just chill out. And since then, since I made my first million, it's been 6 years where every single year my income, so I mean, some years it's only gone up 20%, some years it's gone up 500%. But I've continued to grow my career every single year. And there's clips of me when I was 16 years old, and people ask me, you know, how do you deal with all the stress? And at 16, I even said, oh, I have large stress tolerance. And go put your friends in stressful situations. Out of a group of 5 friends, put them in a stressful situation, like true actual stress. One person will completely crumble. Completely, they cannot handle it. It's crippling. 2 people, you'll be able to see the strain in their eyes. You'll be able to see the struggle in their eyes. There'll be one person who deals moderately well with it. And then there'll be one person that's the leader, that's the captain, that takes charge. From a young age, I was always just that person. So I guess the main reason I'm trying to tell you all this stuff is I'm letting you know what life is like at this stage. That for most people, I'd say 95% of people, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Honestly, I've found the best quality of life. If you can make a few million dollars a year, I'd say that's probably when I was doing my best, when I was making a few million dollars a year, I had 6 to 8 employees, not a crazy amount of stress, not a crazy amount of responsibility. That was really my life from like 2018 to 2021, making, you know, $1 to $3 million a year in profit, good life. That was really the sweet spot. If you could also make more money without any more responsibility, great, do it. But always understand that making more money comes with more responsibility. More responsibility comes with less peace in your life. And most people, what they want is they want to wake up, look outside the window and go, oh, wow, what a beautiful day. And go do whatever the hell they want. And making more money doesn't always allow for that. So I know that a lot of you guys are watching here today and you're like, all right, cool. You know, that's amazing. This is so far away from me. This is so far away from where I'm at with my current situation. But I just think sometimes it's good for you to understand the full journey that you have ahead, and especially because I've been uploading on YouTube for, you know, since I was 15 years old. Or no, I think I even uploaded my first video when I was 14. So I've uploaded my whole journey from A to Z. And my first challenge to you is make that first $1,000 online. And once you do that, get your first $10,000 a month in online business. And then from there, you can take it wherever you want and you'll learn. I think the main thing that you need to do is just listen to your gut. Listen to your gut, and you know what sort of person you are. There's certain people in life that are just, they love the stress. They love the chaos, and that's them. And if that's you, live your life, live your truth, you know? I live mine. That's why I live the life that I do, because I love the responsibility. From a young age, I've always been the person, whatever pain you have in your life, whatever issue you have in your life, put it on my shoulders. I want the responsibility. Give it all to me. I've always been like that. So go get some wins under your belt and then go live the life that's true to you and find out what works for your particular situation. So on that note, I said I didn't really have any time to film a video in the studio or anything longer. Thought I'd do something off the cuff. No editing, no fancy cuts, nothing like that. Hope you guys enjoyed. And as always, I'm watching from afar, and I'm rooting for you.